Okay, while we're at it, I figure let's just do a two for one and let's jump to Motzei Shabbos. And what is the deal with Havdalah and Chanukah candles? Which one comes first? So the Shulchan Aruch says, well, there's two Havdalahs. There's Havdalah in Shul and Havdalah at home. So in the Havdalah in Shul, the Shulchan Aruch says, we light Chanukah candles first and then Havdalah after the fact. Why is that so? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, A, because we want to delay the conclusion of Shabbos. We want to hold on to Shabbos. Now, I mean, Havdalah doesn't really end Shabbos. Atachon Natanu does. If you say Atachon Natanu in your Shmoneh Esrei, so assuming you do, Shabbos has already ended. But nonetheless, we want to push off Havdalah to hold on to Shabbos in some respects. And also, the Mishnah Berurah says that Chanukah has the factor of Persume Nisa, so that allows it to come first in Shul. So in Shul, the Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is to do Chanukah candles first and then Havdalah after that. What about at home? When you go home, what should be the order then? So the Ramah says here too, at home, we light Chanukah candles first. And his reasoning, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah, is because you were already Yotzei Havdalah in Shul. Whoever was in Shul already heard Havdalah. So when I now come home, I may as well start with the mitzvah I haven't fulfilled yet, namely the Chanukah candles, and start with Chanukah candles first. That is the opinion of the Ramah, that when you go home, you first light your Chanukah candles because you already heard Havdalah and Shul, and only after the fact you light your you say Havdalah. The Ramah is almost a Das Yachid here. Many, many poskim, most famously the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah, and many others all argue in this Ramah, and they say that no, you should start with Havdalah and then get to Chanukah candles. The Mishnah Berurah explains the rationale of the Ramah, that, well, I already heard Havdalah in Shul, so when I come home, I fulfilled Havdalah. Let me start with Chanukah candles. The Mishnah Berurah says, no one has in mind to be Yotzei Havdalah in Shul, right? First of all, you don't get the besamim, you can't see the candle there. Like, Havdalah in Shul, I'm not Yotzei with that. So that rationale is not doesn't hold water here. And also, he says Havdalah is more Tadir, as we've quoted before. Tadir v'sheino Tadir, you do the more common mitzvah first. So Lemaisa, most poskim, and this is definitely the more common practice, would say to say Havdalah first when you get home, and then Chanukah candles after. But I mean, the Ramah is the Ramah. So the Ramah. The Ramah says that you light Chanukah candles first at home and then Havdalah second. So based on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, De'avid Kamar Avid or De'avid Kamar Avid, either Minhag is acceptable. You're either following Rov Poskim, which is always great, or the Ramah, and like I said, he is, you know, Rav Moshe Isserles. So you can't go wrong, but it does seem like the common minhag is to start with Havdalah. But again, not because, which might be the parallel opposite of the misconception on Shabbos candles, not because, well, before we say Havdalah, I can't do Malacha. I mean, a lot of people drive home from Shul, like, Atachon Atanu, Baruch, theoretically, already will, you know, end Shabbos, will make that break of Shabbos. We don't need Havdalah allows us to eat. It doesn't allow us to do malacha. So that's not the reason. The reason we say Havdalah first is not because otherwise I can't light a candle, but for other reasons, namely Tadir v'sheino Tadir, we do start with Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos at home. That is a more common minhag.